T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Here's a league that in large part is considered to be among the more progressive, if not the most progressive, of all the major pro sports leagues.
We will definitely not shut up and dribble.
I would be surprised if LeBron said anything.
Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. Just be careful what we tweet and we say.
I would not be surprised if he were quiet.
Y'all know what the day is!
When I retired for a reason, because I needed to step away. So it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes.
It's a no. Wow.
Yeah.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a no.
No.
It's a no.
No.
What?
It would be a no.
Right.
No.
Right.
I'm confused.
Yeah, no.
Right now.
The way the wind rustled through the hair on his arms and chest.
Yes, I got a hairy back, Curtis.
His body was like nothing I'd ever seen.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Is it a no?
Ew.
It's a no. It's a no.
Ew.
You know, it's a no. So we're in here. Start the show at 2 o'clock, as you know. Poor Dale had to deal with all the people in the studio today. They were still in the studio, we heard, at the beginning of the show. But have you guys noticed that these people that came in here and were videotaping it and streaming it live here, they left all their equipment in here? Has anybody noticed
left
that?
All their equipment.
All
I'll tell you what.
That's expensive stuff right there.
How about a Greg Hill? He left his towel.
Yeah.
He
touched the towel and he threw the towel at Lou and hit him in the face.
And I also proved nasty. That it's not weird if another man rubs lotion on another man.
Oh, that's your opinion.
If
your
one man rubs lotion on another man, how about that?
That's
that
your,
better?
That's your opinion.
No, it's not weird. No. Doesn't mean you want to have sex with each other. It just means that one guy is doing another guy solid.
Paint roller or spray? That's what I say.
No, with your hands.
On you. No, I'll spray it on you. Go into a tanning booth. Spray it. Let them spray you down. You know, that's the way I look at it. But it was a little bizarre because we actually had this morning, and it was great. I mean, Greg Hill had Gronk, and he was a little bit late. You notice that?
Traffic.
You should have told them,
listen, traffic.
Why don't we do the right thing? Why don't we send, like, a car out to pick these special guests up? Because, you know, we know that Greg has special guests like Mutt. Who has special secret guest? Who's the secret special guest tonight? Do we know?
I'm not going to tell you.
They don't want to tell you. You screwed up every single time.
So why don't they have a car pick them up? And then you pick them up early, and then you make sure they're here.
I think it played to the suspense. I think it was kind of a cool deal.
No, it pissed me off. I had to wait a half an hour.
Oh, see, you stayed tuned, didn't you?
Yeah, kept you around.
Yeah, you kept around. You weren't sure.
Then you got all the good stuff.
I'm the dope. You're right.
You got Gronk.
All the good stuff.
So did you learn anything?
I learned
anything
that.
Anything new? Did you learn anything new?
I learned that that Greg Hill has now done something I've never done before, and that's getting massaged by a professional athlete. I've never done that in my career. He's got something that I've never ever done before. So congratulations to Greg.
So you invented sports talk radio. And you've been here longer than Greg.
No, hold on.
I learned.
Hold on. I've never given Belichick a massage. I heard that. No, I've never done that.
So wait, how long was he on for, Gronk?
Half an hour, 40 minutes. He took Dale's time.
How long was he on before they went to phone calls?
5 minutes.
Really?
Not long.
Oh, I thought they were on talking to him for a while.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, because I was curious. The best question came from a phone call.
It did. So we should do that more often. Maybe take phone calls from Bill's
It took a phone call from him to be like, by the way, are you coming back?
I'll give an answer, obviously. When I retired, I retired for a reason because I needed to step away. So it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes, it would be a no. There it is.
It's a no.
Yeah, but I never say no because I've said no, and everyone's like, yeah, he's kidding.
Right.
They're like, yeah, he's coming back.
But it's legit. It's legit. It's a no.
Yeah, it's a
no. It's a no. You're not coming back.
Yeah, that's in my mind. That's how it is. It's a no.
It's a no.
Yeah, but obviously,
right.
And everyone's like, I kept it. I say I keep it open because even if when I do say no, it's like people are like, yeah, right, he's kidding. Or so they always spin it. So, but in my mind, it's a no.
So it's a
no. So it's a no.
You know it's a no.
It's a no. Yes. You know.
What was Greg's role in that? It's a no. So it's a no. So it's a no.
He pushed the button and went to the call.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes.
It's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Wow. What a crazy conversation. I don't know.
What was that?
My head is spinning right now. Play that again.
Please vote no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes.
It's a no.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Right.
Dueling banjos. You say no.
It's
no.
A
you
no.
say no. So you're saying it's almost like Greg was the guide. I want to make sure it's a no.
Yes. So I hear Gronk say all that, and I still say it's a yes.
Yeah, no.
I still don't believe him.
You don't buy it?
But no. Gronk's right, though. People still don't believe him.
No. So it's fine. It's a beautiful game.
So sure. So
great
troll
web we weave.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think he's coming back. I just don't, you know.
Wait, so hold on. He just told
you. He said he could be ready in a week. Wait, I don't buy that either.
Yeah. He just told you. We should be done with this.
It's a no.
Greg said it's a no. And Gronk said it's
Greg
a no.
Said it
it's
seven
a
times.
No. Right. They both said it a total of 21 times.
Lou
said he's not coming back.
Lou doesn't buy it.
And the only reason why he's trolling or teasing or whatever, if one reason he says it doesn't matter what I say, people think he's coming back, but it benefits Gronk if people think if there's,
there's no
the
question.
Illusion no. that he's going to come back.
So as he gets,
it's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
So as he gets further away from football and he gets older here, I think his act starts to wear out, and it's not good for his brand. I think you're right. It makes sense for him to keep everybody in suspense because he's different than the normal retiring athlete. The normal retiring athlete usually retires because his body you know, breaks down. This guy, everybody knows, could still go out there and play again.
All right, so we think it's a no.
I think it's a no.
It's a no.
What do you think? You think it's a no? No forever.
It's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
It's a no.
It's a no.
It's a no for this year, you believe. I don't. Is it a no for next year? See, because this is where I always go to, and most of the people that I, you know, that retire, you know, it's like mentally, physically, they're just done with it, or the body physically can't do it anymore. Mentally, maybe they'd like to, but, you know, they try, and the body's like, yeah, dude, we're done. We're done here. Like, you can't run, your shoulder's blown out, your elbow hurts, like, your hand, your back, everything. You're done. So a lot of times, guys, some guys mentally still want to do it, but physically they can't. When it's the other way around, and your body feels good. So what's left? Okay, mentally, you got to get that side of it again. I think that can change.
Okay, so.
Like, even if David Ortiz wanted to come back, that Achilles was not going to let him.
No, he couldn't do it.
So, you know, eventually, when Rob sits there and after a while watches and is like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm kind of getting that itch back. His body's not going to be saying no. Because his body right now is feeling good,
right,
according
to
him.
I think the best question to ask about him coming back next year is he going to be engaged in all of these things that he's doing right now? So is this Fox thing going to satisfy him? Is this
why I want all his ventures to suck.
Yeah. And I'm not sure they're going to be real good. I'm not sure this Fox thing is going to be, you know. Does anybody really, after what he did the first week, I saw Chad Finn liked what he did, but
loves him.
Did a lot of people. Like,
you know, but he's not going to be there every. He said he wasn't going to be there every
weekend.
He's there
Sunday.
He's going to be there this Sunday, and he's got to study all the teams now. It's not just Kittle and
it's going to be shaky.
Edelman, the furry squirrel.
It's gonna be shaky. The worst part about it, as you know, his presence on TV is literally 2.5 minutes, right? And so he gets an opportunity to sit down with probably 15 producers who sit there and tell him everything that he has to do and all of the information for those 2.5 minutes. You know, you've worked network TV.
Sure.
Right? That's how it works. Mm-hmm. So if he can't do it in that stretch with all the research being done for him, it's a lot different than what we're dealing with here. Then I'm not sure this is going to be a long-term thing for him with network TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think the wrestling thing might be much better for him because he's able to play that character, right? And wrestling is all fake. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
No.
Cut that out.
The hits are real, but the outcome is fake. Is well determined.
Ruin it.
Yes. So
I'm going to ruin it for Dale.
Yes. So
are you telling me wrestling is fake?
If anything, I would say Gronk's got a better shot of coming back than Antonio Brown. Regardless of what Instagrams, we got
this
another
year?
One.
This
we got
year?
We got another one. So AB tweeted on Instagram, hashtag free AB. It was liked by your quarterback, Tom Brady, today. Free AB. Tom Brady liked it. So I'm not saying Brady doesn't want him back, but no chance. Gronk's got a better shot.
So Christian brought this up early, and it's the best point I've heard yet. Do we believe that Tom Brady is a pretty good human being?
Yes.
Terrific quarterback. We believe he's a pretty good human being.
Weird, but yes.
Okay, a little weird, a little strange, but okay, he's a good human being.
Just saying, food right? and everything
and
else.
So my guess is that Tom Brady does not associate or want his brand associated with complete, total scumbags. So a lot of us think that Antonio Brown kind of is a scumbag. And yet Brady seems to reach out every opportunity he has to kind of embrace the Antonio Brown brand. Why is that?
Because he's trying to rescue him.
Okay, but maybe he's not that bad a guy.
Hold on. Lou thinks that...
I'm serious.
That Lou thinks that Antonio Brown is a stray dog that, you know, Brady just found in some alley somewhere digging in the trash.
Yes.
He brings him home all dirty. He says, Giselle,
yes.
But look how cute he is. No, get that dog out of here.
Yes.
I want to keep him. Why not keep him? Well, you better clean him up.
Well, let me tell you
something.
Put him
in the tub. There's lots of foam and the dog. And then AB jumps out of the tub and he runs away and Brady chases him.
TB12 isn't just about eating shakes and staying away from nightshades. Okay, TB12 is not just about, you know, elongating your muscles and being pliable. TB12 is the full approach, the lifestyle. Mm. It is changing individuals. And I think he looks at Antonio Brown and he says, this is a guy that's screaming out.
Needs his help.
He needs help. And this is what I do. I'm TB12.
I
bring a guy in, I hold him close to me.
So
I give him a hug, I tell him I love him. Whether you're my teammate or not, I just want you to know that I'm here for you, AB.
So why is AB...
And by the way, you're a great football player,
and I'd love to have you back. Oh, now you're getting to it, okay? Because I think it's got everything to do with football. Because AB is going high school to high school, okay, practicing with the kids. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he be living in the left wing out there at the Brookline Estate of the Bradys? Why wouldn't he be doing that if he wanted to take him under his wing and kind of help him along?
Well, so because he's doing his thing right now. He's just playing football. He's a quarterback. He's not going to help him like that. He's just going to support him through social media.
See, I think you're wrong about the AB Gronk percentages. I would say they're both very low coming back. I think the percentages are higher of Antonio Brown coming back than Gronk coming back. I think the door is closed. I don't think it's locked. It's kind of like what we have here in the studio.
We're locked in the studio, yeah. But we can get out, yeah. But we're locked in. Yeah. So that's different than what you've usually said.
It is.
So you obviously are feeling strongly for a reason, which leads me to believe that somebody's talking about it, but I think it's just talk. I don't think anyone's going to put this into practice.
What?
No one's going to actually...
AB?
No, AB is not coming back.
No,
he burnt that bridge. He took a match to it, and he said, later.
Shredded
as soon
thing.
As he sent out that text, or that tweet, sorry, that basically burnt any chance he could ever come
okay,
back.
Okay, let me just give you this one. So, if you remember the whole Deflategate stuff, and Robert Kraft was all pissed off at the league, and he screamed, and he yelled at the league, and the owners, and everybody is trying to screw the New England Patriots, and Patriot fans loved it, because he stepped, you know, he strapped them on, and he just laid into the league and into the commissioner. And about 2 weeks later, he goes out there to San Francisco in a league meeting, and they all get together in a big old ballroom, bunch of billionaires, and suddenly Robert Kraft comes out of that room, and he has a press conference, and he stuns us all. He does a complete reversal and says, we're going to give up the draft picks. We're going to give up the money. We're going to take the beating. Just stab me in the back right now. And he did all of that. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I do.
He did. A total flip-flop.
Was Roger Goodell making fun of his parlor situation down in Florida?
No, but he may be looking at this football team, Lou. If they can't make a deal, we're 2 weeks away from the trading deadline. If they can't make a deal, you don't think he's going to look at it and say, okay,
no.
The kid's got problems, the kid's got issues, we got to deal with those issues. But I can either do this. I'm going to pay him the $9 million anyway. I can either bring him back, and he's willing to do it, and Rosenhaus is willing to work hand-in-hand with us to do it. Or I can let him go to Houston or Indianapolis or another team, and now suddenly we have another competitive team that could beat us in the AFC.
No. No, I don't
think
it's possible.
And you don't think Brady's not going to look at it that way?
Of course.
You don't think Belichick's not going to look at
it that way? I think they always have. Nobody believes that Brady or Belichick wanted him gone in the first place.
So why wouldn't they talk about it with Kraft? Certainly
Belichick. Why would they talk about it before he was released?
Well, it was an emotional time. Because,
all right, well, it still is.
Because you're right.
Bill Belichick, if they were to bring back Antonio Brown, Belichick wouldn't give a rat's ass what people said about his organization.
Right.
He would just win games. Brady would say the same thing.
Well,
I think
Brady
I care.
Nice things. He loves
I'll just
him.
Throw it to him all day long. This guy's unbelievable.
Right.
Kraft, on the other hand, is a different story. It's the reason why Kraft left. If you thought the outcry for like ripping Robert Kraft or bringing up his situation in Florida and his respect for women and everything else, you know, was an all time high or whatever you want to call it when they decided to keep Antonio Brown, if he was to bring him back, it'd be 10 times worse. for Robert Kraft. Every article, but how the hell can this guy bring him back? You know, he did the right thing when he left, when he dropped him, and now because of his team, and look, he cares more about winning than he does women. Whether you believe it or not, those articles will be written, and Robert Kraft, it's the reason why he got rid of him in the first place. Because every time they mention Antonio Brown, every article, for the first time in 3 months, they brought up a story about Florida, which went away. Nobody talked about for 2 or 3 months until this guy signed Antonio Brown. And it'll be worse for Robert, and he cares more, and that will never happen.
Suppose this woman, who, by the way, Brittany Taylor has withdrawn the civil lawsuit
right
now,
change venue.
Claims they're going to file it in a different county, but as of today, I believe it has not been filed yet. Now, maybe something's going on behind.
When the Patriots sign him, guess what? She'll file it that day.
Maybe. But he may be able to say, well, you know, she's not filing the lawsuit right now. You know, and Antonio's apologizing. He comes out. He does the whole mea culpa. I'm so sorry, Mr. Kraft. I can't believe I said something like that. I was hurt because I want to play football. That's all I want is to play football. I mean, we've seen this happen before. I think people would think it's 100% closed. I'm not ready to go there. Now, if you had, you know, Stephon Diggs here, and you were able to work out a trade for him, or you had Mohamed Sanu, who, by the way, not nearly as good as AB, but if you had one of those guys, then maybe you could say, okay, do you really need to bring him back right now and need the trouble? But in the next 2 weeks, if you can't work out a deal to get one of those receivers, you're going to look at the rest of your season and going to say, guys, we can't run the football. We don't have tight ends who can hold the edge for us. We can't throw. Tom doesn't want to throw to the kids. And what do you think it's going to be like when it gets into big, huge games? He wants to throw less to the kids. They're going to double Julian Edelman. What the hell are we going to do?
Well,
you don't think that conversation is going to happen?
Here's the thing, though. So getting some of those players, you may have a way, at least maybe not yet, but it seems like the path is set for a possible trade to happen to benefit the Patriots. Michael Bennett has been suspended for this game against the Jets for what he calls philosophical differences with his position
coach,
Brett Bielema.
Wait a minute. So he did the same thing that Antonio Brown did to Mike Mayock in Oakland, right?
Well, listen. I'm reading between the lines.
I like it when you go through between the lines.
A guy doesn't get suspended. So if I have a philosophical difference with you or any of my coaches, it's just we have a different opinion. But, I mean, I know how this plays out. Older player, gets paid a lot of money, gets traded, they redo his deal. He thinks he's going to have a big impact, a big role. They're not playing him. So he's pissed off. Not at the defensive coordinator, because we don't know who the hell the defensive coordinator is. He's going to go yell at Steve Belichick or Gerard Mayo? No, he goes at Brett Bielema, his position coach, who was a head coach in two different places in college.
Tough guy.
Okay, big guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff is in town, right?
Yep.
Got
one
a
of
John
those guys.
Farrell
yep.
look about him and feel about him. So I can guarantee you that situation must have gotten hot and hectic and contentious. I'm sure there was a lot of curse words. Maybe somebody threatened another person because this guy thinks he can play. Why am I not playing? You're not playing me. Okay, let's put the tape on. Well, this guy's playing bad. Doesn't matter. You think that he got suspended for conduct detrimental just for having a difference of opinion?
No, he said a week ago he had zero role.
Well,
he said zero role.
This is what he said because Jordan Schultz actually talked to Michael Bennett. And had this statement to ESPN. He says, quote, on Friday, I had a philosophical disagreement with my pitching coach that has led to my suspension. I apologize
pitching
to my teammates
he
for
said
any distraction.
Pitching coach.
What did I say? Oh, position coach.
Position coach.
For any distraction this may be caused. So a philosophical disagreement with his position coach.
Yeah. So, you know, again, what do you honestly?
It wasn't as simple as, hey, man, I think I should be playing more. Well, sorry, I don't agree with it. I just want to let you know.
It's not like Michael Bennett doesn't have a history of clashing heads with his coaches.
Ugly.
Go back to Greg Schiano at Tampa.
And authority.
Okay, so fine. He has an issue with Greg Schiano at Tampa. He goes to Seattle. Dan Quinn, they have a great defense. Lots of great players.
He goes to Vegas. He has difficulty with the police
He's lying about what happened. All right, so now he comes to Seattle. Now he comes to the Patriots, and maybe he doesn't respect Brett Bielema. He respects Bill Belichick, but he has it out with Brett Bielema. Instead, he should have went to Bill and had his issues Bill.
No balls.
So he handles it in-house, which is, I'm sure, most coaches would like. And they still don't, and I'm sure he got hot.
So what
and
he
heavy.
Did? What he did was
oh, it got hot.
He didn't have the balls to do it with Belichick because he knew the consequences. So he did it with Bielema, and then guess what happened? The coach Belichick supported the coach Bielma.
Well, of course.
That's what happened.
You think Antonio...
That's what they do down there.
You think that Antonio Brown, if Antonio Brown was doing that to any other coach on the Patriots, he would have been suspended also. Right. So Bielma, conduct detrimental, which is a broad, vague term, which really includes anything they want it to be. It could be anything they want it to be. You didn't make weight. You didn't eat the right food. You showed up late. You weren't paying attention. You didn't bring your book. You lost your book. Whatever it may be.
But let me get back to what you were talking about with Tom Brady and his feelings toward this, and maybe Belichick's feelings as well. They watched Antonio Brown show up at practice every single day. He didn't have a philosophical disagreement with his position coach. He didn't do any of this. Apparently, he worked hard, played hard, was doing everything they asked him to do. So as a football player, he did none of that stuff. What was taken into consideration with jettisoning him out of here was stuff that he was doing outside of the organization. Now, was it stupid? Of course it was stupid. And he seems a little bit immature when it comes to dealing with life. Even though he thinks he knows life, he doesn't. So Brady, and maybe Belichick as well, are seeing a guy at practice who works his ass off, first one out there, last one to leave, doing everything mm-hmm. you want him to do, and they're sitting there going, this guy can help our football team. They can't control the outside stuff. And then you're right, Lou, Kraft probably reacts or overreacts because of his own sensitivity with people pointing the finger at what happened in Jupiter, Florida, even though they really don't in any way cross lines at all, and he shouldn't be worked up. Listen, they were thinking you were the ringleader for human trafficking, Robert, and that was all a bunch of BS. That was just made up. So that's why Brady's looking at it. Brady's going, he's not that bad a kid. I watch him every day. I interact with him.
So Gruden was right.
Gruden said the same thing after they let him go. Gruden said he was misunderstood.
He's the most misunderstood player in the NFL.
So he's screwed up in his regular life. He doesn't pay people off. He doesn't pay people. Apparently, he's got some other issues. All right?
What, am I speaking alone here? Am I the only person?
But
this is about winning football games.
No,
this is not about getting the Twitter clappers to sit there. Oh, nice. You're bringing in Boy Scouts. You're not bringing in bad guys.
Well, talk to your owner then. He's the one who made the call.
No,
I don't think he reverses it.
I think he overreacted.
Because I think Antonio Brown puts more heat on him than anybody, and I don't think he's going to deal with it.
I think if you can't work out a deal here in the next couple of weeks, and look at what they're doing now. So, obviously, they've got to trade away.
Brady's got
to trade Wade Bennett.
Belichick is gobbling up all the salary cap to go to Robert.
Get tight end.
He's using it on purpose so he can go to Robert and say, I don't have any cap space. The only thing we can do right now is add Antonio. What do you think? I've used up all the cap space.
Yeah, because it's not like, think about the situation. They have one guy in Bennett. I don't know what his cap number is. So he's not even playing. You're paying him, and you're getting hit on that figure. And Antonio Brown, you're going to end up paying him, and you can't use that money. You're going to take a hit on that. You have two of the highest paid players on your team, and neither one of them are playing. Bennett's not playing. He has an issue on Friday. He probably understands what the game plan is and says, no, I'm not having it. It has words. It got hot and heavy, kind of like it did this morning with Gronk and Greg.
Remember, that was Friday before.
Oh, that got hot and heavy in a
different hot and heavy. Remember, yeah. This argument
was
Friday, before last game when you only had three plays in the first half.
So it was last Friday. So it was after the game. Right.
Oh, after the game. Because they played on Thursday. Jesus, I'm all
so they watched the film.
Yeah.
He has three plays in the first half.
Says, what are we doing here?
And so he's
probably
sitting there stewing.
So here's the deal.
He's stewing, watching the film, and he's just, maybe he's falling asleep. Maybe he's acting up while he's watching film. Because, hey, I can't stomach this. Look at this. Yeah, but he only had 48 reps.
Right. Here's the deal. You get $2.5 million off the cap. So it's $4 million of dead money, $6.5 million.
Still dead.
Of cap hit. Yeah. So, and I don't know how that works if it's not like the NBA. If you're trading a player to another team, you still have to get under the cap. It becomes a hard cap, so it doesn't, the way the NBA works, you can kind of maneuver it around. You can't do that here. But that's what it comes to. But it's irrelevant. Do you believe that Michael Bennett will ever play another down for the New England Patriots?
Ooh, man.
No.
Trading deadline is a week away from the deadline. He's gone. 29th.
Yeah, you're already starting to see some trades now, too, apparently.
Today's the 15th. Yeah,
no, based on his personality, it's only going to get worse. Because so they suspend him. He wasn't playing. They suspend him. Do you think all of a sudden he's going to get happy because now?
No.
Okay, now we're all on the same page, right? Okay, you're going to play more now? You're going to play more than 35% of all the defensive snaps. He's only played 35%. It's like second to last on the team. So what are we doing here?
No, he's gone.
He's not going to play. It's not going to work.
Now, like I said, there's a couple of trades. So the Rams traded for the guard out of Cleveland, who was the 33rd pick in 2018. It's like the first pick in the second round. So they picked him up because they lost a guard the other day, ACL. They also traded Marcus Peters to the Ravens for, I think it was, so linebacker Kenny Young and I think a draft pick. But they just put Aqib Talib on IR.
Yeah.
And now they trade Marcus Peters.
Time. Yeah. But they're playing so bad. The whole defense,
I know they're playing bad, but you're 3-3 and that's it. You don't have any corners. Like you don't have any corners. Like you're 3-3. Are the Rams giving up on the season?
No, they can't because you know why? They're in a small window here, Lou, because next year is when all the new money, golf money, and everything else hits, right? So they've got to do it this year. They have gone for broke with a 2-year window. They got to the Super Bowl in the first year and lost. And now they're struggling here in year two. And they have the greatest young, fine coach that mankind has ever seen.
Sean McVay.
Yeah.
He can figure it all out. No problem. So they go from Aqib Talib to Marcus Peters to two.
It's got to be more moves from them.
Yeah, so I don't think Bennett plays again because I'm with Christian on this one that it's not going to get better. He's not suddenly going to be satisfied next year. Next week when you play the Cleveland game. And he gets 11 reps, right? He's not going to be happy with that. And he's a guy now you got to find a spot for because he can still play. But you got to find a team in which he's going to have a major role. So you got to find a team that just lost somebody at that position and needs a real upgrade because he's not going to present great value if I'm another team out there and I'm looking for a third down guy. You know, I'm looking for a specific pass rush guy. And I'm sitting there going, well, what the hell do we want him? He's bitching up in New England because he's not getting enough reps. We're not going to give him an awful lot of reps. You know, he's a specialist with us. How are they going to get the money to go and find this receiver? That's why I'm telling you, door not closed on AB.
I'm telling you, door is shut, sealed. There's a big freaking chair on the doorknob, and nobody is getting in or out.
People think I'm kidding when I say that our door was broken by Wiggy today. I mean, just look at the destruction Wiggy has done in the last few months.
Did he break that door?
We can't. The door is broken.
But was it him?
Yeah, it was him. We found out it was him. Oh, yeah. And by the way, Wiggy, boy, the people just did they give up his name in a heartbeat?
Costa Rica.
We didn't even have to go and investigate. I asked. We didn't even ask the people going, yeah, Wiggy destroyed the door. It was Wiggy.
They just assumed it was Wiggy. No. I tell you what, I don't know. There is one thing I want to play because
the problem is people are so dumb.
Yeah.
There is something that I do want to play from this morning, Gronk being on the Greg Hill show, that kind of made me chuckle. And I don't know if you want to have time to do it now.
No, we're going to do it right after the break. Huh?
Okay, good.
Is that a great way of teasing it for you?
I think one of Major League Baseball's superstars took Gronk to the cleaners. Took him to the cleaners.
So you're saying Gronk's not that smart?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He's never lost.
He's never lost any money, but he got taken to the cleaners.
So why don't we take this break? You can give me a massage, and then when we come back, we'll find out.
Get over here. Sit on my lap.
Getting weird.
And we will find out exactly who took who to the cleaners. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I mean, because I think people thought maybe when you were leaving in a roundabout way that you had become frustrated with Belichick and with kind of dealing with that.
Oh, no, not at all.
No?
Yeah, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
That wasn't a factor at all.
No, not at all. No.
All right.
I was watching it at the time because they had 15 cameras in here. It's like a professional one.
Wow. TV. They left all the equipment. Broadcast. Yeah.
Left all the equipment. You guys want some equipment? Got some TV stuff in here if you want to buy it. But I bought into it. I mean, he was straight.
I just think it was a very short answer.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
I mean, they asked him everything, and he went on. No, he didn't. He just said, no, not at all, and they moved on to the next question. No, not at all. She had no problems with him. Nope.
No, I think he
no, not at all.
He talked about him being the greatest coach and stuff like that. He talked about him. He went on longer than that. That's a short version of it, right?
Yeah, because there's he didn't elaborate, though. You're right. He didn't really get into it, deep thought about it.
When he went on talking about, I thought when he went on talking about Bill was when they asked him the ultimate question, right? Like, who's more important, Bill or Tom?
That was after.
Yeah, but I think when it came to Bill, so you guys said we're all fine? Oh, yeah, we're fine, yeah.
So here's
the thing. No problem? No, not at all.
So, yeah, I don't think he tells I don't think he tells you the truth in anything. Did you get the truth today with Malcolm Butler?
No, I didn't get the truth with Malcolm Butler. You guys don't really believe this, do you? So I think it was, I don't even know. Did Curtis jump in and ask
Why did Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl against the Eagles?
Curtis, you know, everyone asked me this. My friends asked me this. Whoever asked me this, I actually know less info than you guys.
I refuse to believe that.
I did too.
Why do you find it so hard to believe that he doesn't have a clue?
Because it's not like, you got to understand the way football works, offense, defense, we don't.
That's the way we
talk. It's
the
Super Bowl. It is. It is. I'm talking about Wiki. It's the Super Bowl, and your season is over.
Dude.
That would be like me walking out of Yankee Stadium in 2003 after Game 7, looking in the locker room going, hey, does anybody want to talk about, that Pedro stayed in this game? Nope. Well, shouldn't we? Nope. Well, is anybody curious why Pedro? Nope. Listen, we're going to leave this locker room. No one's going to discuss it. We're not going to ask questions. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to show up in camp. We're still not going to talk about it. No one's going to ask why this happened. We're just going to move on the rest of our lives, never wondering why we just lost Game 7 of the ALCS.
It's hard to believe.
Same thing with the Super Bowl. You're never going to ask. You're never going to show up the next year and say, what the hell happened here? I thought they all knew. Because I thought all week long it was obvious that he wasn't going to play.
That's from defense. That wasn't from any offensive player. I would not have a clue what the defense was doing.
You wouldn't ask if you lost the Super Bowl?
Scout team. Afterwards, would I ask?
If Ty Law didn't play in 03 or 04 Super Bowl, you wouldn't sit there and say, yeah, I wonder why. You know what? I'm not going to ask.
But I do think it's a little taboo to go digging into issues like that. I do.
Are you guys not a team, or is it just offense, defense? You guys don't even talk.
If it came to like one of my teammates, I don't know if I would. I would feel like I was piling on if I was digging into his issues, like to his reps. Why aren't you playing? Well, and I would be going around
so
asking
Vrabel gets
why
benched
he wasn't playing.
Vrabel gets benched in the Super Bowl.
Vrabel's different. Vrabel's a friend.
You never ask Teddy Bruschi, hey, why didn't Vrabel play?
That's simple. That would ask Teddy.
So you wouldn't ask Devin McCourty, hey. Captain?
First of all, the guy would have to be a friend of mine. I would ask Teddy, but I wouldn't go chirping around to like the defensive backs who I never hung out with. Like linebackers were different. We ate together, we hung out together, we had similar positions, we were the same running group, all that stuff.
Dante Hightower. Hey, why didn't what was up with Malcolm?
Do you think everybody on that defense knows why he didn't play?
No, but they knew
I think you're looking at some sort of huge scandal that you want to be revealed.
I think it's
really simple that somebody else beat him out.
Well, I just think it's crazy.
Why can't that be an option?
You lost the Super Bowl in a starting corner, never played.
He got beat out.
And
Luke.
You never, as a member of the team, never asked a soul what they thought why.
Do you think Gronk wants to tell you, his teammate, hey, he got beat out. He lost his job. Do you think he wants to say that? Because I think that's about as simple as it gets with Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, but I think
other guy was better. I don't remember what his name was.
But listen, I'm with you in this. I thought it was the game plan. I thought Bill thought that the guys that played were going to give them the best chance to win. And I know it sounds simplistic, but I think that's the way Belichick operates. But the way that Gronk answered the question today is not believable because it almost gives you the impression he is so tight-lipped about it that maybe something did happen during the course of the week.
I actually know less info than You guys.
Yeah. You believe that.
So that's why I can see why Lou...
Anybody
the
believe
antennae
that?
Go, like, the do you think the antennae go up.
Do you but do you think this was...
I know more than he does when it comes to his team probably. And who plays?
Do you think this was consuming him, though? I'm just trying to figure out... Do you think this was eating away at him?
But hold on, Christian.
He believes that was the reason why they lost, because Malcolm Butler didn't play?
No, I think he's lying. But the thing is that if you're going to be a network analyst right now and you're out of the game, they're going to ask you stuff like this. You're going to have to answer stuff like this. What he's doing is he's very tight-lipped about Belichick. He's very tight-lipped about everything that was asked of him today. It's almost like he's still a member of the team, right?
I don't find it that hard to believe.
So why wouldn't the answer be?
Hold on.
Because I'm with
They lost the Super Bowl. I'm not going to have this discussion again. Why the Patriots lost the Super Bowl? It wasn't because of Malcolm Butler.
I agree.
Do you remember? You remember who played in his spot?
I don't remember his name. The fool that left. I have no clue.
The fool who left. It wasn't Patamosi.
No, it was not Patamosi.
No, played snaps.
He played a little bit in the slot. No, Patamosi played a little bit in the slot.
That's a great trivia question.
But he was Ryan...
Griffin.
No.
He's a tight end.
Why can't I think of his name?
Ryan...
Logan Ryan.
Logan Ryan.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Logan Ryan either.
Wasn't Logan Ryan.
He's a kid from Philly.
Yeah.
Eric Rowe?
Yes.
Rowe.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's
we got
bad.
It on the fourth
Fitzy
opportunity.
Fitzy would but
let me get back to your original point, because I agree with you. I think it was a game planning situation.
Whatever. You're just starting
so and I also play. Think I also think that Gronk knows that. I think Gronk is keeping that quiet, and he opens the door for more questions by people like Lou. So why doesn't he simply come out and say, hey, we practiced all week. That was part of the game plan.
Code of silence.
Okay. See, then you can't – then do you think he's going to be successful doing this little Fox thing?
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, this is what led to my tease earlier. If you heard Greg asked him about any other businesses that he was getting into – because he's got the CBD oil, he's got the Fox gig. And when I heard this, I actually was like, I don't know, because it seems like Alex Rodriguez took him for a ride.
Actually bought the portion of Ice Shaker off of Alex Rodriguez because he was on Shark Tank when my brother was on. So
how much did you pay A-Rod for that?
I actually had to pay him. He you know, it was a fair deal.
Yeah, six figures? Seven?
It was in there, yes.
It was in the six-figure area.
So he bought it off my brother, a portion of that with Mark Cuban, and then I had to buy it back. So he made some money, but that's okay because, you know, that means it's doing well.
So wait a minute. Why did he buy it back out again? Did A-Rod want to throw his brother off the property?
A-Rod wanted nothing to do with it. It was a good opportunity for him to be partners with Gronk. So Gronk wanted to buy it back. A-Rod stuck it to him, held it for like maybe 3 months, stuck it to him, and said, oh, by the way, I'm only going to sell this to you if you come on my fitness app. So he stuck it to him twice. I think Gronk wants to get paid. He wants to go out and do a fitness app for 3 days out in L.A. Yeah.
So now I got that portion. But actually, in order for that portion from A-Rod, he asked me to do his app, so that's my only other business thing I got coming up. So he has a Fit Plan app, that's what it's called, and I'm going to be one of the trainers on the Fit Plan app. So I'm actually going out to L.A. In about a couple weeks, and I got to shoot for 3 days straight.
Doing nothing but push-ups and biceps. So if you heard it,
follow
he,
my
he,
plan.
He said,
get
he
big
said,
and muscular.
It sounds like you get taken for a ride here.
He said he asked me, but before he said yes, he said I had to.
Yeah.
It was almost like that was part of the deal. I'll sell it back to you, but under these circumstances.
So we sold it to A-Rod, basically. A-Rod sold it back, made a lot of money.
And he had to buy it back.
And gave him a little deal as long as he'd be part of his venture.
Yep.
So A-Rod made money and got Gronk to do his thing.
Yeah, he won twice.
So he never lost.
So
A-Rod got the benefit of the run of it after it was publicized on Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
So he got that run. The run is over now.
Yes.
And he's buying it.
Well, the good
back,
news is I paid it, so much for it because it's successful.
Selling it on Amazon.
Maybe it's bottomed out now.
I'm getting the business type of stuff.
Yeah, seems a little bit.
Strange. So, based on that, I mean,
no, it sounds like you're right.
All this stuff is easy stuff. Yeah. So the fitness app is owned by somebody else. All he's doing is getting a paid appearance type deal. Whatever, 3 days of shooting. You go on there. You want to do biceps by Gronk? He's got his tank top on. He's busting out his biceps. He's got the CBD oil, which I don't know if I saw this correctly, but there's now some sort of partnership with Patriot Place. It looks like CBD Medic. there's some sort of partnership with the Kraft Group and Patriot Place. Oh,
there we go. He's coming back.
There's going to be maybe that's the deal. Way, maybe that's what Kraft was talking
about. Well, hide his money.
They're going to manipulate
the
cap.
Wait for that story to come out. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. All Patriots
players have their businesses in Patriot Place. Yeah.
I'll give you that corner spot. But you got to play. You got to play.
We got the McCourtney
doing a fit
twins.
Plan workout.
We get the McCourtney.
In order for him to sell me the portion of Ice Shaker to me, so I bought it from my brother, and then I bought it off him to go in the business with my brother. So
and the money went right to J Lo, probably.
Yeah,
the
money went to J Lo.
Great. Come on, bring on the massage.
Yeah, come on, take your clothes
off. So then Greg got a massage with the CDB oil with Gronk. Okay. And there's the towel right there. He left the towel.
Towel's still here.
Who leaves the towel around?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Right? When you're in a spa or whatever, do you leave the towel sitting around?
Oh, of course.
He left the towel and all the crap here
in
the studio. Wiggy broke the door.
When you leave the spa, you put the towel in the trash can.
Exactly.
Or in your backpack.
Oh, that's right. You used to steal those towels. All right, we got a couple phone calls. We'll take a couple phone calls before we get to last call. Here's John. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. You know, the thing that's interesting with Michael Bennett is the team used the term detrimental, which Kaufman and Antonio Brown was cut from the Raiders. Getting back somebody's signing bonus. So I think if it was just an internal small disciplinary thing, you would have deactivated him. But the fact that they suspended him and used that term means they're kind of playing the long game. And I think this is going to get uglier, and they're going to try to get some cap space back, even if it's not this year because there'll be a grievance. Next year, but I think this is the beginning, if not already the end, but they just have to let it play out over the next
year. Yeah, he's not guaranteed for next year, so they don't have to worry about next year. But this year, why wouldn't you get rid of him? Because you don't have the cap space to go get one of those receivers. If you're talking about spending $5 or $6 million now on a prorated deal for a good receiver, how are you going to find that money? So here's $2.5 million you can get, right, if you get rid of him.
Well, then you might dive into this wide receiver grouping that, okay, is there any guarantee it'll work? So, I mean, would you rather spend a million or two on a wide receiver, bring him in, and say, this wasn't worth it? You know what I mean? You might get in a position to where you don't have the money to go get that $11 million wide receiver.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was talking about before is Devontae Parker down in Miami. Is he enough?
What was the money?
Does he walk in?
He's like cheap,
four,
right?
Three and a half, four?
For the rest of the year.
For the full year.
Okay, so two.
So two?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But is Brady like, great, thanks.
Right.
Awesome, Devontae Parker.
It seems like
Amendola told me this guy sucks. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Get Amendola. Yeah.
I mean, how many times is Brady going to come out and mention the fact that the young kids, and he's not ripping the young kids, he's just basically trying to tell us all, you know, I'm not sure you can depend on them when the big games start. So there's one thing about Jacoby Myers getting four targets and four catches against a pretty bad defensive team this past week, right? So what happens when you get into big, huge games? Can Brady depend on him? No. That's why I think the Antonio Brown thing is so intriguing.
I think N'Keal Harry is going to surprise you guys. I think he's going to surprise you.
Nope.
I think he's going. No, you shut up.
Didn't
you.
Bill say yesterday answering Lou? Because maybe he just hates Lou and he said it that way.
No. If and when he returns,
I think we're actually best friends. I think he likes me more than you two.
I didn't see that.
Oh, most definitely.
The smiles I was getting. The laughs.
But it's almost like, you know, when somebody gives you the stink eye and it becomes ineffective because he does it on a regular basis. So what he's doing now, he's a little trickery.
No.
You know how he changes defense? He disguises, gives you something.
He gave me one answer.
He's giving you a smile. That's really the stink eye in disguise.
But he gave me one answer and ended with, you know, just get ready for the Jets.
Lou.
And he laughed and smiled like it was the funniest thing he's ever heard.
You guys flirt with each other.
You think?
Yes, I know. I saw it. And I was instantly jealous. Man, that's why I was trying to figure it out.
You tried to throw me under the bus, and he's like, what'd Lou do?
No.
I was like, thanks,
that's
Bill.
That's true. No, you guys flirt with each other. I think there's a let him lose to the Jets, and we'll see how quickly that relationship is going to change.
I still think this is going to be a tough game on Monday.
No, Lou is not going to get any smiles, any side eyes.
Oh, if they lose?
No. Oh, you are back to being enemy
this game
number
on Monday,
one.
Think about this. They lose.
Oh, listen,
this
if they
game.
Lose, they're going. He's going to. He doesn't like you guys either.
It's all right.
But well, listen, as long as he keeps having my back, like this yesterday, if you remember.
All right, you ready? So here we go. Drum roll, please. So here's our drive of the week. but I'm going to change. I'm not going to do Drive of the Week.
Oh, all right. Boy. Wrinkle.
It's going to be a surprise. Well, Lou kind of screwed it up for me, but I'm going to go back there. I'll talk to you about it later.
Throw me a... How'd you get blamed for this?
Yeah, thank you.
Does this all the time, Bill.
Please.
Hey, thank you, Bill. How'd you get blamed for this?
I have no clue what you're talking about. That's standing up for you?
Yeah.
You're delusional. Because here's what it is. You see nothing but hearts and stars and fireworks when he walks into the room. Mm-hmm. You can't wait to ask him. It's like he expects it. It's a good thing for you.
I think he respects me.
Oh, that's what you hear.
Yeah, because
no, you hear Dreamweaver. That's what you hear. Bill walks in, you hear Dreamweaver.
Yeah, ask him what we got
to
ask him.
Bill was thrilled to hear you ask him about nicknames. He's just seemed to be thrilled.
How'd you get blamed for this? Yeah. He looks at Ordway and he's like, I don't respect him.
No.
Ordway
hasn't asked a tough question in the last 2 years.
That's the goal. The goal here is before the end of the year.
You asked him yesterday, have any good nicknames, Bill?
That should be our goal, is for you to get the stink eye. Do you think you could do that, to get the stink eye from Bill?
I think I did the Antonio Brown question a couple weeks ago. I mean,
that's what he calls stink eye?
Who's asking these questions? I get the stink eye.
He just released Antonio Brown.
No, you don't.
Bill, I got to start with, you released Antonio Brown. What happened? That's not a stink guy.
No. You're talking about, he told me
Follow
everything
up.
That happened.
Give me more.
Said Kraft.
Did you make a mistake?
You missed it.
Do something.
Lou, you're right. He's not comfortable going there because they're buddies. They're peers. They're the same age. They listen to the same music. I get it. He wants to keep that friendship intact. That's what he wants to do. So God forbid he make Bill feel uncomfortable. You know, he puffs his chest up there like a proud peacock.
Hold on.
Like, hey, hold my drink.
Hold on.
I'll be right back.
I got Bon Jovi in the other headphones. All right, yeah.
Bill. Well, 6-0. Another good week for you guys,
You're awesome. Right. I love you.
All right, next question.
I put him in a good mood, Bill, so he can smile.
Got
at
10
you,
days
Lou.
To get ready for the Jets.
Smile at you.
What's your week like?
It's good right. question.
Lou, it's Christian, good next
is
question.
It, is it hard? You got extra days. It's a Monday night football game. Is it weird? What do you do?
Oh, it felt a great one, Glenn. Great
you guys,
one.
You guys are down a fullback.
Okay,
you know?
Shut up. I got to read something right
now. Did you have to
change
the offense?
I got to read a sponsor.
Christian, Lou, next
I gotta
question.
The boss wants you quiet when I read sponsors.
Shh.
Everybody be quiet in the studio.
Don't say a word.
This hour is being sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. We love Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. Last call is coming up next.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last call.
See you later. I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch
my thumb. Where'd you get a f***ing ass?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877. Cars for Kids or at carsforkids.com. We usually try to do something humorous here at the end of the show on Last Call. But this is just in. LeBron James can't help himself. So he spoke first yesterday. Then he put out the tweet because people didn't understand, apparently, according to him, exactly what he was saying, what he was talking. So today he doubles down and he talks even more, and it's even worse.
If you feel passionate about it, or you feel like it's something you want to talk about, then so be it. I also don't think that every issue should be everybody's problem as well. You know, so, you know, when things come up, there's multiple things that we haven't talked about that happen in our own country that we don't bring up. You know, there's things that happen in my own community that, you know, trying to help my kids graduate high school and go off to college is, you know, what's been my main concern over the last couple of years, you know, in my school. You know, trying to make sure that the inner city kids that grow up in my hometown can have a brighter future and look at me as an inspiration to get out of the hell hold of the inner city. We don't talk about those stories enough, but we tend to, you know, want to talk about so many other things as well. So there's issues all over the world, and I think the best thing we can do is, you know, if you feel passionate about it, talk about it. If you're not, if you don't have a lot of knowledge about it, or you don't quite understand it, I don't think you should talk about it, because it just puts you in a tough position. So,
tough position? That's deflecting.
So basically,
deflecting at its worst.
Basically, we don't talk enough about what I do.
Yes.
Like, that's what LeBron's saying. What I do. I mean, I go in the inner cities. I mean, so we don't talk enough about. And by the way, what if Daryl Morey is passionate? And let's just guess for a minute, because he went Northwestern, MIT, one of the smart guys, you know, in the game. Let's just say he is educated in what's going on in Hong Kong and China. What if he is passionate, LeBron? What if that's something he really cares about? You know, like freedom of speech and democracy.
But he doesn't like
civil rights.
Because it's taking money.
So Morey, as you just said, he can talk about it if he's passionate. What if Morey's passionate about that?
No, he's taking money out of LeBron's First of all, LeBron.
But that was just, we're not talking enough about what the stuff, what I'm doing.
Well,
in the community.
Do you want to talk what he's doing? First of all, he's writing it off that he's paid for that school in Akron. Paid, like 15%, like 85% of it is being paid by taxpayers. You know those all those scholarships at the University of Akron that he's talking about?
Yeah.
He worked out a deal with Akron. It's not coming out of his foundation. The university's paying for it. He's just part of it, and he's doing some stuff for the University of Akron. I'm not saying that he's not helping out society, but what are we talking about? We talk about issues all the time. You know what he's trying to tell you? We should be. He's doing the same thing that Steve Kerr did and Popovich did. Let's deflect. Instead of talking about human rights violations in other places, let's look bad at America. That's what he wants to do, and I don't have any problem.
Deflect.
Right. I don't have any problem with him talking about the issues here in America, but he doesn't have the decency in this country to stand up and say, I believe in democracy. I believe in free speech. Instead, he's attacking Daryl Morey. What a fool. I mean, the whole thing is just so.
Yeah, he honestly, shut up and dribble. You'll be safer that way.
Exactly.
You'll be safer. It's a safe place for you.
But do you think he's going to. It's important interesting to me. And you're going to protect your revenue flow from China.
So
that's
apparently
what you're going to do.
LeBron said that this is the last time he's going to talk about it because he's worried. He's not putting his teammates in a good position.
Oh, because we know he's not selfish.
He's such a teammate.
He's all about team. You know that guy's all about team. Teddy Bruschi on the program tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about a lot of football. We'll get into the officials. We'll get into money. Monday's going to be a tough game. You believe Monday's a tough game for the
Patriots?
Tough
game.
You know I love you, Foye.
Yeah.
We all thought this was going to be a pushover, this game. I'm not sure.
Who's the secret guest for Mutt? Let's give it away.
Who's the secret guest for Mutt? Not even paying attention to the show.
The lips are sealed back here by Lucy Burge. I don't get it.
Lucy Burge is the special
guest. She has the information but won't give it to
Lucy,
us.
Lucy, who's the secret guest?
Mark James. Do some foot
secret
stuff.
Test. Okay. Good.
Wow. He's actually
good.
Actually
then I'm not
going to
tell anybody. I'm going to tell nobody to listen.
I think it's
to
Perry Antleman is the
Here we go. Open. In 3, 2, 1.
Open.
Hey, listen. If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using your new rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text app APP to 37937. You like that?
Look at that. I like
you're ending with that.
I'm going to end with that.
Okay.
All
right.
See you tomorrow, boys. Good night, gotcha. Everybody.
Bye,
good
boys.
Night. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.